In 1966, Parks wrote, "I chose my camera as a weapon against all the things I dislike about America: poverty, racism, discrimination." Parks reflected on his choice of weapons against injustice at a public talk at the Nelson Atkins in 1994. He recalled growing up poor in Kansas, facing racism throughout his career, and his determination to turn his frustration into creation.
So I've become involved in music, along with photography, along with writing, along with poetry, along with painting, art. Because that's what's really, in the end, saved me. That's what it's been all about. No genius, survival. And believe me, when you come from Kansas and Fort Scott especially, you better know something about survival. It was a little rough there for me when I started out. I got a lot of strength there. I met a lot of things that could have weakened me there. I remember very distinctly Miss McClintock. And she used to tell the black kids, there's no sense in you worrying about going to college. You're going to wind up being porters and maids. I don't blame Miss McClintock. I look back at Miss McClintock and say, she made me prove something. Maybe she was challenging me. I would like to have thought that she was anyway.
Gordon Parks would continue to encounter racism as a professional photojournalist. He channeled his anger into his art, never letting it overwhelm him. Parks became an inspiration to generations of artists who use their creative practice to continue to fight for a more just world.
I walked into Harper's Bazaar, the fashion magazine, biggest fashion magazine in the world, and wanted to show my work. Mr. Brodovich was the art director. And he said, "Well, I got to tell you something. I love your work. But this is a Hearst organization, and there's a rule here that no Negroes are supposed to be hired for anything." "Well, I'm sorry." I said, "It's okay." Took my pictures. He kept saying, "I'm sorry." Things have happened to me like that over and over again, you know. And people say to me about the anger and about the hatred and so forth and so on that I received at certain whites in certain places in Kansas and so forth. So I could load you up with things that happened to me back here in Kansas, but I won't do that. I'd rather tell you about the people who help overbalance that anger. I've written my fifth autobiography, and I've talked about anger, but more importantly, I've talked about what I use that anger for. That anger could have destroyed me, but I have allowed it, through my mother's advice and my brothers and sisters, of which there were 14, to tell me that there was a lot more that I could do with that anger than use it for a knife or a gun to cut somebody's throat. And what hatred is there, you temper it. There's a reason to temper it. Strength is not in your fist, it's in your heart. In retrospect, I look back, I'm very thankful for all that Candace gave me, for all those people who pushed me one way or another. I know the important thing is that I was born to a world of good meaning, and I absorbed it, and I'm not about to let anything burn that to ashes.
Gordon Parks was the only full-time black photojournalist hired at Life magazine. He used his camera as a tool for storytelling, creating images that fought against the injustices around him. Consider how Parks's depictions of Muhammad Ali helped improve the boxer's public image.